Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, also the NSIC's Female Track Athlete of the Week, Christy Berkeley with us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Set the school record in the 600 last weekend. It's not bad for an event that you don't normally run. How many times have you run that one?
I think I may have run it once my sophomore year. I don't really remember, but I think it helped coming off of cross country and not coming right off of sprinting practice.
How is that different than the 200 or the 400, which you normally run?
Well, it was really similar to the 400, except there's just an extra 200 added on to the end. So I tried to run it similar to that and kind of talk to my teammates who have run in the past and try to form some sort of strategy, and then just kind of, I mean, when you're out there, you don't really have time to think, so you just do what feels right.
I would assume that you would start a little bit slower for the longer distances as opposed to the shorter, but is there a magic number of when to kick it into high gear?
That was one of the things that I had no idea what to do on, and it's a 3-lap race, and my first lap was good. It was what I wanted it to be. My second lap was a significant amount slower just because I was scared. I had a whole nother lap after it, and then my third lap picked it up again. So I just tried to make it all even and do my best.
You guys had the one indoor meet, and then you guys are off for about a month. What did you guys learn about yourselves as a team in that meet last week? What sorts of things need some work yet before January?
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that don't get to have this meet before break, and I think it helps a lot just to get the first meet done with. I don't know, because you're so anxious when you go into the first meet and you don't really have your rhythm yet, and so just to get that done and not have to worry about it all break is really nice. And you also do see the areas that you need improvement for, like warming up or starting, and you know what you need to work on, so you have a goal when you come back from break.
Is it hard to stay in shape over break?
Yeah, it is. It's really hard, and especially sprinters, because you don't have the option to go outside and do a run. You shouldn't really sprint outside. Number one, the roads are icy, and it's really cold. So it's really hard for sprinters and the shorter distance jumpers, pole vaulters, to stay in shape over break.
Is it more eating too much over the holidays, or is it more just not running enough?
I think it's a pretty good combination of both. There's just so many different holidays that go on and so many get-togethers with family and stuff that you don't put working out and being smart as a priority. So coach always says we get fat and sassy. We try really hard not to, but it happens. So you go in with good intentions, and that's what I'll do too.
Enjoy the break.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.